I heard a story the other day where a dad was telling the kid, wish in one hand, spit in the other, and see which one fills up first. I remember staring at my hands when I heard this and was like, wait, what? Say that again? Your dad said what? Wish in one hand, spit in the other. See which one fills up first. I mean, wasn't wishing supposed to be powerful? I mean, magical even? I mean, if I squeezed my eyes shut and hoped hard enough, wouldn't my dreams materialize? Obviously, this person wasn't on the manifesting train like everybody else was on Instagram. But after some thought, I started to grasp what the dad was getting at. Wishing, as delightful as it feels, doesn't necessarily move the needle. It's our actions. It's our day-in, day-out choices that ultimately shape our realities. I think about this a lot when it comes to personal growth. I mean, how many times have I declared with great gusto that I'm ready to make a change, right? I'm going to start journaling every day, and I'll stop procrastinating on that passion project, or I'm cutting out sugar for good this time. No, really, I really am. And then mere hours later, I'd find myself slouched on the couch, scrolling through memes as I plow through a sleeve of Oreos. It's like I'm trying to pray for health over a candy bar, whispering affirmations with cookie crumbs tumbling out of my mouth. If you can relate, which I hope you can, you are in good company. There's this interesting gap between what we say we want and what we actually do. And it's pretty universal human experience. But what if we could learn to bridge this divide? Because it's there. It's really there. But imagine if every choice you made, big or small, matched your deepest dreams and values. Oh, wouldn't that be amazing? But let's be honest. I mean, the path from where you are now to where you want to be is rarely straightforward. It's normal to face obstacles and moments of resistance along the way. And growth can be messy, right? And change doesn't always happen in a perfect line. And the important thing is to approach the gap between what you intend to do and what you actually do with some kindness and some curiosity, but mostly kindness towards yourself. So today we're going to get real about what's really driving your choices. And we're going to start taking small, consistent steps towards your goals. Because here's the thing. Every tiny action matters. Yep, I'm going to say that again. Every tiny action matters. Each time you choose healthy snacks over junk food or choose to meditate instead of hitting snooze, you're moving closer to becoming the person that you want to be. So let's explore this gap. Let's find this bridge together, and let's be totally honest about what we really want while being gentle with ourselves as we figure it out. And who knows what awesome things could happen when we start matching our actions with our dreams, one small choice at a time. So let's dive in and find out. I'm Chad Lawson, and let's calm it down in 3, 2, 1. All right, first things first. It is completely normal to experience a gap between what we intend to do and what we actually end up doing. In fact, it's so common that researchers have a name for it. It's called the intention-behavior gap. Studies suggest that, on average, we only follow through on our goals about 53% of the time. That means nearly half of our well-meaning plans and aspirations, well, they just fizzle out before we even really get started. And it's easy to beat ourselves up over this, right? To label ourselves as lazy or undisciplined or just plain flaky. But what if, instead of judging ourselves so harshly as we do, we approach the gap with some compassion? Think about a change you've been wanting to make in your life. Maybe it's establishing a consistent fitness routine, right? Or saving more money, or learning a new skill, or just getting better at communicating your feelings. Now, with great kindness toward yourself, I want you to consider, what typically gets in the way of following through on that intention? What is it that's really holding you back? Is it fear? Are you worried about failing or feeling uncomfortable as you step outside of your comfort zone? Because fear can be a really powerful obstacle, right? Keeping us stuck in familiar patterns, even when we know they're not really serving us anymore. Or maybe old habits, they just feel so difficult to resist in the moment. That urge to scroll mindlessly through social media instead of tackling the to-do list, it can be really strong, especially when you're tired or just stressed and you just want to sit down for a moment. But what about your environment? Does your environment support your goals or make them harder to achieve? Trying to eat healthier is a lot more challenging when your pantry is stocked with junk food. Trust me, that's the sound of me silently raising my hand in recognition. But the truth is, a lot of times, these decisions we make are driven by deep-seated emotional needs or just long-standing habits. Even if those choices don't seem to align with our long-term goals, they're often meeting some kind of underlying desire or some kind of discomfort. Maybe, just hear me out, maybe we procrastinate because deep down we're afraid of not being good enough. Or we reach for that cookie because we're feeling lonely and crave comfort, right? I mean, the patterns in our behavior, they are not random. They are shaped by our psychology and personal history. And although these patterns might not align with our highest goals, they often serve to comfort or to protect us in some way. So as you reflect on the gap between your intentions and your actions, try to understand rather than criticize yourself. Ask yourself what hidden needs or fears might be driving your actions, right? Get curious, like really curious about what's going on beneath the surface. This isn't about letting yourself off the hook or making excuses, but it's about developing a deeper awareness of your own motivations so you can start to make more conscious and compassionate choices. Because when we bring in a spirit of non-judgmental observation to our own patterns, we create space for real change to happen. We start to loosen the grip of those old habits, and then we open up new possibilities for growth and for change and for direction of who or where we're wanting to be. And with that, I want to take a really quick break. Let's take a deep breath in, deep breath out. I want to share with you a message from our sponsor, Honeylove. So guys, I know this might sound a little unusual coming from me as a guy, but I've got to share something that has been tremendous for my wife. You know how uncomfortable bras can really put a damper on your day? Apparently that's what I hear. I recently discovered a brand that is revolutionizing the way women feel in their bras, and I had to let you know about it. The brand is called Honeylove, and they've created bras that are so comfortable you forget you're wearing them. Their secret? Well, the supportive bonding that eliminates the need for pokey underwires and incredibly soft, stretchy fabric that feels like a second skin. I first heard about Honeylove from my wife, who is always on the hunt for a bra that looks great and feels even better. She's been raving about them and how they've transformed her comfort throughout the day. No more pinching or digging or constantly adjusting, just all day support and a seriously happy wife. And who doesn't want that? So guys, trust me, when your ladies in your life are feeling confident and comfortable, it makes a world of difference. So if you're looking to score some major brownie points or just want to support the women that you care about, check out honeylove.com. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/calm, C-A-L-M. That's honeylove.com/calm, C-A-L-M, for 20% off. Help the ladies in your life discover the comfort and support they deserve with Honeylove. Now, back to our discussion on making lasting changes in our lives. because I want to get back to breaking down those barriers, right? Breaking down the barriers between what we intend to do and what we actually end up doing. So here's something really wild to consider. Guess what? Our brains, they like to be happy. Yes, it's true. Our brains are actually wired to prioritize immediate rewards over future payoffs. And this tendency is deeply rooted in our evolutionary history. I mean, think about it. For our ancestors, survival often depended on making the most of resources when they were available. I mean, probably if they came across a patch of ripe berries, it made sense to eat them right away. I mean, why save that juicy fruit for later when you might not even live to see another foraging season? But in our modern world of relative abundance and safety, that bias towards instant gratification can seriously undermine our long-term goals, right? We're not foraging for survival anymore, but our brains, they're still operating on that ancient programming. We are drawn to the quick hit of dopamine that we get from social media likes or the sugar rush of that afternoon cookie. Those immediate pleasures are so tempting, and it can be hard to resist them in favor of distant rewards like better health or a finished novel because they seem or feel so far away. So how can we work with the natural tendencies of our brains to help us do what we intend to do, right? And how do we begin to close that pesky intention behavior gap? Well, one key is to get crystal clear on your why. When you're deeply connected to the reasons behind your desire for change, you're more than likely to follow through, even when the going gets tough. So let's say that your goal is to read for about 30 minutes every night before bed, right? That's a wonderful thing to do, right? So take some time to dig into the deeper benefits of this, right? Why are you making this habit? Are you craving more relaxation and peace at the end of your hectic day? Or are you looking to stimulate new ideas and expand your knowledge? Or are you just wanting to model positive routines for your kids, which is admirable as well? But really feel into why this change matters to you. Visualize how your life might be different if you committed to this practice, right? I mean, imagine the sense of accomplishment and growth that you would feel. Anchor into that deeper purpose and then come back to it when your motivation starts to waver. Or maybe your aim is to establish a daily meditation practice, which I highly recommend. It's one thing to think, you know, I should meditate. I think it's supposed to be really good for me. But when you explore the heart of your intention, that's where the real magic happens. Perhaps you're craving a greater sense of inner peace and self-compassion, right? You want to be less reactive in your relationships or more present or more patient with your loved ones. Or maybe you're seeking a direct line to your own intuition and creativity. Or maybe you're seeking just a higher purpose, right? Or a higher presence. And you're just wanting to know where you are in that. A way to tap into those feelings, those connections, those purpose. Because when you connect with those soulful reasons, suddenly the thought of hitting the snooze button, it loses its power. Sure, you might still feel some resistance some days, that's totally normal. But when you have that deeper why to come back to, you are far more likely to show up on the meditation cushion. It reminds me of that powerful quote from Nietzsche, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." You'll say that one again, because it's thick. "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." When we are anchored in a sense of purpose, we find reserves of strength and resilience we never knew we had. So take some time to get radically clear on your why for the changes that you want to make. Write it down, put them in a journal, put sticky notes with your intention all over the house. Say it out loud every morning as you wash your face and brush your teeth. Feel it in your bones. Know the why. Let that deeper motivation be your guiding point, the North Star, as they call it, right? Guiding you forward through these inevitable ups and downs that you're going to go through because it's growth. Because when you are grounded in real purpose, anything becomes possible. You start to develop what researchers actually call self-regulation, the ability to manage your thoughts, the ability to manage your emotions and behaviors in ways that align with your goals. You learn to ride off the temporary discomfort of skipping that cookie, knowing that the long-term rewards are so much sweeter. You start to make choices, not from a place of autopilot, but from a deep connection to what really matters the most to you. And slowly, day by day, choice by choice, you begin to close that gap between your intentions and your actions. You start showing up as the person that you want to be, living in alignment with your deepest values and aspirations. And that, my friends, that just puts a smile on your face because it is a truly remarkable thing. So don't underestimate the power of getting clear on your why. It's not just a nice idea. It's a transformative practice that can reshape your brain and your life in the most beautiful ways. And speaking of digging into the heart of what really matters, I want to take a quick break. And I think we can all agree that getting quality sleep is essential for showing up as our best selves. But did you actually know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? It's true, I have experienced it for many years. If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. They are incredible. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and mixed temperature-regulating bedding so you can keep sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Plus, these sheets prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them cleaner and fresher 3 times longer than other sheets. Go to trymiracle.com/calm, C-A-L-M, to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use the promo code CALM at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels. And save an extra 20%. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made and give your rest the beauty it deserves. Let's talk about another tip for bridging that intention behavior gap, because this one, it's really big, like really big. Are you ready? It's tiny. Wait, what? I thought you said it's big. I did. And the big thing is start tiny, like really, really tiny. Instead of vowing to run 5 miles every morning, commit to putting on your sneakers and stepping outside for 60 seconds. And rather than pledging to write a next great novel, promise yourself you'll write 1 sentence a day. When I used to teach piano, the parents were always shocked at my response when they asked, "How long should my child practice every day?" To which I would say, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. After picking their jaws up off the floor, I explained to them, let them enjoy it. Let it be fun. And as they get better after time, that 5 minutes turns into 10 without them even noticing. And then those 10 minutes turn into 15, and then 20, and so on. But it's these tiny micro actions that are so doable. It's almost harder not to follow through. And yet, they still move you in the right direction. And as you build consistency with those baby steps, you start to create momentum. And those mini habits become the foundation for bigger shifts over time. So get radically specific about your why, and then take one micro action to honor that intention. Notice how empowering it feels to give a promise to yourself, even in the smallest of ways. But also, don't forget, setbacks, they're going to happen. We are imperfect humans, and we will inevitably stumble along the way. But here's the beautiful thing. Each moment presents a fresh opportunity to realign ourselves. Think of it like this. Every time you choose an action to bring you closer to your deeper values, it's like you're placing a vote for the person you want to become. Did you hear that? Every time you choose an action to bring you closer to your deeper values, it's like you are placing a vote for the person you want to become. Did you skip your workout today? It's okay. Your next meal is a chance to nourish your body with wholesome foods. Did you get caught up in social media scrolling instead of working on your novel? It's all right. It's okay. The next time you have a free 20 minutes, you can choose to open up that document and write a few sentences. The key is to approach these missteps with compassion rather than self-judgment. Be kind to yourself. Beating yourself up will only keep you stuck. So instead, gently redirect your focus back to your intentions and take the next small action step. Change is a practice, not a perfection. I'm going to say that again. Change is a practice, not a perfection. And every conscious choice you make matters, no matter how tiny. So keep showing up. Keep beginning again. And trust that those small steps are carrying you closer to the person you're meant to be. But honestly, remember, each moment is a chance to realign your actions with your values. What matters most is the trajectory. Are you generally trending in the direction of the person that you want to be? I think about this a lot, even with my own health. I mean, as someone with a serious sweet tooth, and we're talking hide the Halloween candy from myself, put it in the freezer, but then I love frozen sweets, so it's even worse. Sugar is my nemesis. But seriously, if you freeze the chocolate Halloween candy, it's so good. But I know how crummy I feel when I'm constantly riding the blood glucose roller coaster. But man, when that afternoon slump hits, it's like the siren song of chocolate chips is impossible to resist. I like to say I have neither restraint nor remorse, but that isn't really entirely true. Usually it's remorse being the victor. For years, I cycled through the same frustrating loop. I would vow to give up sweets, I'd white knuckle it through a few days of celery sticks, and then I would cave spectacularly with the sleeve of M&Ms. Oh, cue the self-loathing. The promises to start again on Monday. Rinse, repeat. But then I started playing with a different approach. Rather than trying to overhaul my diet overnight, I experimented with micro steps. So one square of dark chocolate after lunch rather than a king-size Snickers. Or maybe with the Earl Grey tea, I put some honey in it in the afternoons instead of going for the bakery. Now, simply pausing to check in with my body before indulging. Was I actually hungry? Or was I bored or tired or sad? Then slowly, gently, I started to rewire my habits. I began to associate treats with true delight. Like, oh my gosh, this cannoli is really good. What a nice treat in moderation, rather than indulging in it with shame. Now, don't get me wrong. I still drool like a baby when I smell my wife's chocolate chip cookies coming out of the oven. And I'm not here to demonize cookies, by all means, as there is balance in everything. But the key word being exactly that, balance. These days, I'm less likely to find myself in that old cycle of compulsive cravings. The more time I spend on the yoga mat or on a run, the less time I find myself standing with the freezer door open, staring at the ice cream. My body is actually like, no, I feel really good. I feel really good right now after the run. Really, I'm happy. Please don't eat that. So listen to your body. Now, I share this not to imply that I've got it all figured out, because Lord knows I'm still fumbling my way towards my own growth every day. But I offer this as a reminder that change is actually possible, especially when we approach it with some patience and some self-compassion and just a willingness to start small. So no, we cannot pray for six-pack abs over a basket of fries and expect a miracle, but we can get radically honest with ourselves. We can identify the tiniest possible action in the direction of our goals and then do that thing again and again and again until it becomes our new normal. So I want to leave you with an invitation this week. Think about an area of your life where your intentions and your behaviors aren't quite lining up. Maybe it's your self-care routines, right? Your creative pursuits or the way that you show up in relationships. With great tenderness, ask yourself, what is the story I'm telling myself about what I want in this area? What's the deeper why for wanting this to shift? Then, here's the hardest part, zoom in, like way in, like microscope level. What is the absolute smallest action you could take to move the needle, even 1%, towards that intention? Is it taking 3 deep breaths before picking up your phone in the morning? Or maybe placing that easel that you've been meaning to paint with right in the middle of your living room? Or leaving a post-it love note for your partner by the coffee pot? But choose one micro step, just one, and commit to it. Commit to doing it every day for the next week. No grand pronouncements. Don't put it on social media that you're doing this or doing that. No sweeping overhauls. Just one tiny, faithful choice at a time. And then I want you to notice how it feels to honor your inner self, knowing this, knowing that you're doing this in a small way. And if that old familiar resistance comes up, which it probably will time to time, meet it with a smile and a loving shrug and just say, I see you. I know this feels hard and I'm going to keep showing up anyway. Little by little, I'm becoming the person I want to be. You are the creator of your story. You are. Each day, each moment, you get to decide what actions to take and write on this page of your story. Will you reach for the carrot sticks or the candy bars? Or will you pick up the pen or the remote control? No choice is too small. No action is insignificant. Now look, I know it's not easy to close that intention behavior gap. I'm right there in the trenches with you, fumbling and learning as I go. But I honestly believe that our deepest desires are like compass points. They are pointing us towards what's best for our one wild and precious life. So let's get quiet and listen to those longings, and then take one tiny brave step in that direction. Because guess what? Are you ready for this? This is the most important part of the entire episode. Because the world needs the fullest, most radiant version of you. And you're the only one who can bring that self into being, choice by choice, again and again. And I'm rooting for you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for living. And as always, please be kind to your mind. And join me next time as we dive a little deeper, laugh a little louder, and do our imperfect best to close this gap between who we are and who we're growing to be. Join me again as we calm it down. To find more episodes of Calm It Down, see where I may be appearing in your area, or just simply want to know where to send me some chocolate chip cookies, visit calmitdownpodcast.com. This podcast was written and produced by yours truly, Chad Lawson, composer, pianist, and nationally recognized Sweet Tooth. The views, expressions, and techniques in this episode are of my personal opinion and not intended, nor should they, serve as a substitute for medical advice or diagnosis rendered to you by your individual doctor or other healthcare provider. Only a licensed physician should evaluate your situation, provide a diagnosis, or render other medical advice to you. And you should only act upon the advice of this physician. Now, I'm an extreme empath by nature, but my profession is that of a composer and pianist, not a licensed therapist or physician. I hear from thousands of listeners how my music has helped them through various stages of emotional needs, and I simply want to offer this in future podcast episodes to aid those needs. So to find a list of licensed professionals in your area, please visit CommentDownPodcast.com. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, or better yet, share it with a friend. While it takes less than 60 seconds to do, its impact will last for years to come, as every little bit helps in growing the awareness and the importance of mental and emotional health. Thank you for listening. Thank you for living. And until next time, be kind to your mind and join me again as we calm it down.